And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page. I'm Schaefer Landit here with three Norwalk boys golfers. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, fellas.
My name is Ian Lux. I'm a senior at Norwalk.
My name is Parker Carey. I'm a senior at Norwalk.
My name is Tillman Papson, junior at Norwalk.
All right, so you've competed about seven times this year. So far, thoughts on the season up to this point, how things are going, and how you feel you've been doing so far?
I would say, like, as a team, we've had a decent season so far. Not, like, how good we want it to be at every meet, but pretty decent.
Yeah, I agree with Ian. I feel like our team definitely is trending in the right direction. Once we can figure out how to come together as a team, it'll be a very good year.
Yeah, building on that, we have all the puzzle pieces we need. We just need to put it together for one meet and keep it going throughout that.
Individually, any specific parts of your guys' games that you feel are going well? You can speak for each other as well, driving, putting, what you guys have seen from each other, and then just how you feel individually things are going so far.
I would say right now my irons are best part of my game. They've been trending really well this year. Everything's coming together so far in the later half of the season from like the first half.
Yeah, definitely my ball striking has been the best it's ever had this season. The driving off the tee can do a lot of improvement. I wish I could hit it like my guy Tillman, but yeah, ball striking's been great.
Yeah, driving's always been one of my strong suits, and it's really been good this year, especially the last couple meets I've been hitting it straighter. But I could roll in some more putts, and, you know, you need to make putts to shoot good, so.
And you guys were in Ames on Monday. That's the largest competition pool you guys have had so far, finished sixth. Thoughts on the team's performance specifically on Monday and how things went that day?
I would say our first three scores were very solid. We took two 74s and a 76, mine being 74 and then Tillman having a 76. We just need the guys who shot in the 80s just to keep it in the 70s so we can have a consistent score under 300.
Kind of going back on what I said earlier about the team coming together, we had three guys shoot below 77 and then three guys shoot in the 80s. So if we just have one more guy that can go and lower that score to 75, 76, I mean, who knows how low we could go.
Yeah, shout out to number four, Dayton Poon, for shooting a 74. That's a solid score. We're just still looking for the 5 and 6 to who's that going to be. We got a couple JV guys today competing for that spot. So we're just trying to find the last two pieces to really shoot some low numbers.
And Ian, you were the champion at the Atumwa Invite this past week. Birdied the final hole to win. Can you kind of take me through that day and specifically the final shot and just kind of what was going on in your head at that point in time?
Yeah, like throughout the start of the round, I was making a lot of bogeys and I knew I needed to just start birdieing to keep it in rhythm, you know, to shoot low. And then on Kodiak Golf, which is the app we use for scoring, I was just constantly checking it, see where I was position-wise. And the final few holes I saw, I was tied for first and that I'd probably need to birdie the last. So that's, you know, what I had to do. And then it was a par five, so I just hit driver and then 6-iron and then I had an eagle putt from about 8 foot and I just lagged it up there just because I knew I needed birdie.
Both Parker and Tillman, you guys shot a 69 early last month, tied at DCG. You're still tied for the lowest 18-hole round on the team. So I know it was a while ago, but can you guys kind of both speak on that day and take me through that? You must have been feeling pretty good at that round. So
that day was definitely one of those days you can feel that you're playing good. On the range, I was hitting the ball the best I ever have hit it, and then putts were just rolling on the practice green. So being able to have that confidence going into that round and kind of taking what I did on the range, relaying it to the course, definitely a big part of that round, being able to score well.
Yeah, we were at our home course Willow, so I knew pretty much the track of that course, and I started 400 through four, so I started off to a hot start, and then, you know, on the back nine, I got a little shaky and started missing fairways, putting myself in bad spots, so I dropped from there, but still ended up solid score.
And you guys were talking about some of your other performances this year. Are there any of your teammates you'd like to shout out? I know they're not all here right now. Somebody else has been playing well this year and things you've noticed.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out our number four right now, Dayton Poon. He's shot a couple of really solid scores for us. I think 72, a 73, and a 74, which was last meet yesterday at Ames. He's just another one. If he keep it consistent, we'd be really, really good.
I would also like to shout out Dayton Poon because he started off the year struggling, had a couple of bad rounds there, and then him being able to put in the extra work and coming in to give us those good backhand scores, backside scores as our number four. It's great.
I would like to shout out Rowan Teat. He's been on the varsity team every single meet except this last one, but sounds like he will be on the team again coming up for Thursday. But, I mean, during qualifying, I played with him, and I haven't seen him in the whole summer, and he was crazy good. He shot a 65, which would be our school record if it was in a meet, but still a competition setting, but he's been playing really well. So he just needs to come together, get those jitters out first year on varsity, and he'll be solid.
Still plenty of season left. Looking forward. Thursday, you guys are at the Joe August Invite in Marshalltown. Looking ahead, just kind of what, as a team, you're trying to do there, anything specific? Just looking ahead to Thursday, some thoughts.
Yeah, I would say we're the past champions from last year, so we want to go in, you know, play like we did last year, keep shoot some good rounds. You know, me personally, I just last year I was leading it through 12, so I just got to keep that momentum. I love that course, so I just need to keep the momentum, and so does the team.
Yeah, for the team aspect, I feel our goal should be obviously to win the meet. That'd be a huge step towards us, for us. And then being able to better ourselves, we kind of take it meet by meet, but you always have that end goal in sight of the districts and then going to state. So whatever we can do to better ourselves for that and kind of get the confidence we need to keep moving forward is going to be huge.
Yeah, on the golf-wise side, it's the nicest course conditions-wise that we'll play all year. Very nice course, country club. And if you hit solid golf shots, should reward you.
That was Ian Lux, Parker Carey, and Tillman Papson from the Norwalk Warrior Boys golf team on today's Lely Radio Sports page.